Welcome to Narratives. Bryony Doyle blends personal experience with cultural critique to examine what it means to turn 30 in today's world. Where are the social occasion markers, the rites of adult passage, and are they relevant anyway in today's society?
My friend Olivia is in possession of what I consider to be the all-time greatest dating anecdote. In this story, Olivia is a 20-something art student. She's dating an older man, a guy in his 40s who's either in art school too or has connections to the art school crowd in their small city. The details are lost to time. It's morning and she's at his house alone. He's gone to work or to school and she's making coffee and languidly snooping around the way new lovers do when they're in the space of the beloved. There's a chilly breeze coming in off the lake. She shivers and moves to pull down the window, but it's stiff, one of those old wooden window frames suspended on a rope that's been painted over by lazy renovators so many times it will always stick and bang. It does just that when she tries to close it, sliding suddenly down the rope that's crunchy with paint and slamming against the sill. This disturbance causes a chain reaction. Maybe a broom that was leaning against a window tips sideways, snaking a collection of vintage wooden trains across the mantel. The trains collide with a cactus, which in turn upends a large sketch pad that's been placed open, displaying some charcoal or watercolour. I like to imagine an unspeakably banal still life fluttering as it falls to the floor. "Seriously, Doyle," Olivia said, half hysterical, calling from the boyfriend's backyard just minutes after the fact. "It was like something out of a 1950s sitcom." Olivia tries to tidy up. She stubs her toe, swears, feels guilty as if she's been busted, and then suddenly she sees it. A thing previously concealed by the placement of the sketch pad. A thing both marvellous and totally gross. A dream board! What the hell is a dream board? "Have you heard of the New Age self-help program called The Secret?" I gasped. I knew the book. The cover was cheap looking, a ye oldie style map like one a pirate might use to find treasure in a video game. The title scrawled in blood red, the S stamped in digital wax as though sealing some pseudo ancient communication. "A dream board is part of The Secret. You're supposed to write your goals on it, like your ultimate goals, the things your life will move towards," Olivia confirmed. How awful. "I know," she said. "And do you want to know what my 40-year-old boyfriend wrote on his dream board?" "Oh my God, yes." "Get ready," she said, giggling. "He wrote that he wants to be a famous artist." "No. Wait. He also wants $1 million, a Porsche, and a hot young wife." "No," I said again. "Yes, $1 million. Not a penny less, plus Porsche, wife, both young and hot." We yelped with amusement. We guffawed, chortled and choked. We mocked his secret until we were exhausted. Then Olivia became serious. "I don't know what to do, Doyle," she said. "I really like him, but I think he might believe in angels." I love imagining this man sitting down to the task of dream board creation. I picture him racking his brain and then selecting the gold pen, writing his goals in careful, broad letters. Fame. $1 million. Porsche. Hot young wife. He's decorating these words accordingly. Did he use a ruler? As an art school alumnus or student, he probably has a natural sense of design. He places it on the mantle and stands back to admire his work. He is filled with hope, but also, what? Shame. The shame gets stronger. Is this his moment of adult reckoning? He places the sketch pad in front of the dream board. He barricades it with the cactus. He doesn't rip it up and throw it out, though. In fact, on star-bright, wistful nights alone, he removes the sketch pad and, standing reverently before his goals, naked, I imagine, their promises of riches, speed and succour respectively glinting in the candlelight, he repeats his mantra, or does his power yoga, or whatever the secret tells him to do when invoking the divine. Maybe he summons his fucking angel. It makes me laugh, this story. It also highlights a uniquely contemporary confusion people have about what a successful life is and how a person can get one. We live in a world where 40-year-olds are making dream boards. It's clear I'm not the only one having trouble working out what to structure my life around. Adulthood was not always seen as a state of being, a characteristic that you acquire. For centuries, short life expectancy meant that making it to 30 was a reasonable achievement. Tellingly, many cultures do not even have a word for adult, as distinct from woman and man. According to sociologist James E. Coate, adult only appeared in the Oxford English Dictionary for the first time in 1657. Adulthood remained at large until 1870. The term marks a stage of life that is understood as more than just physical maturity. But when I thought about it, I realised that I viewed the idea of an adult as if through a paper telescope. There was an image there, but it was severed of context. I could pick out the features, the haircuts and real jobs, the things owned and things cared for, the eyes set forward with a look of commitment and forbearance. But I could not place the image in its environment, and as soon as I tried to animate it, the image dropped out of the frame entirely.
You've been listening to Bryony Doyle reading from her book, Adult Fantasy. Narratives is produced by Karina Winboylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.